It's all fun and games until you become president. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I think ultimately the reason for Donald Trump's persistent Russia problem is this.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails.
Of course, he later said it was just a joke, but then it seemed to come true. Leaked emails conveniently kept bubbling up in the final weeks of the election. That is not evidence of collusion, but it is evidence that the universe has a sense of humor. Because between his joking and his naive admiration for Vladimir Putin, Mr. Trump essentially ended up framing himself. And now he's under more and more pressure from Democrats and some Republicans to clearly state once and for all that our system was and is under attack by the Russians, which is what all the intelligence agencies have concluded. But think about it. This is a man who spent the first weeks of his presidency insisting against all the evidence that his inauguration crowd was the biggest ever, and who on Monday compared his first months in office to FDR. If Donald Trump were to admit Russia has been deliberately hacking our election process, then the man who claimed again and again the system was rigged would be admitting it was rigged in his favor. So he has to dismiss the Russia investigation as a witch hunt. It's getting tougher to do that now that even Jeff Sessions has acknowledged it's not.
I truly believe it's more important than I ever did before.
But for Donald Trump to admit Russia tried to help him, it would be like admitting to having small hands, which he doesn't, as far as I can tell. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.